Ready?
Yeah.
Right, we're here now. Jay Saunders after today's 2-1 defeat away at Guiseley. A disappointing afternoon, Jay.
Yeah, to be honest, you could probably play one of my interviews from one of my other games. It's the same old story. And I don't want to go over old things, but it is. It's just you get spells in games where you're on top. First 15, 20 minutes, we started very well. You've got to take your chances. We didn't do that. And then first attack, they get a penalty. And that's us, get ourselves back into it. And then another crap goal.
What happened for the penalty for theirs and then for us?
Apparently, Walker spoke to the referee as they were coming off at half time, and he said that he thinks he's got it wrong. So he's just like, it's the same old thing. And then I couldn't see it. Apparently, there was a little collision, but he's admitted maybe he's got it wrong. But that's no good to us. And then obviously, Walker saves the penalty, hits the post, and hits him back in the face and goes in. And we find ourselves 1-0 down. And I don't know, it was the first. I said before the game, don't give away silly free kicks and that. And Millsy goes flying in needlessly, gives away a free kick, and that's where they get the penalty from. And it's pathetic, to be honest, that lads can't do what you ask and silly things like that. Millsy's experienced enough now to know not to dive in. He's got no need to. The fella's going nowhere, gives away a pointless free kick, and you're putting pressure on yourself. And up until that point, I don't even think they put the ball in our box, and you're quite dominant. And that's just before that, Loco should have scored. And they're the ones, they're the key moments in games, and that's what I'm saying, fine lines in this league. But we give away a crap free kick, it gives them an opportunity to put the ball in our box, and they've got some big lads and they've got a penalty out of it.
And for the second goal, what happened there?
Second goal, for me, it's a foul. I think I'd love to see it on a replay, but the lad Rankin just completely two-hand pushes Loco out of the way and then gets his shot off. And that's a free kick. I think 2 seconds later, he's given one against Flish when Flish has got his hands at his side. But again, I don't want to sound like I'm clutching at straws, but it's really, we just don't seem to be getting anything at the moment. And I don't know, we've got to be better defensively again. Like second half, I know we're chasing to get back in the game, but leaving ourselves too open. And then in the final third, you've got to get balls in the box. Jamar not good enough in the final third today. Didn't offer us enough in the final third. It's frustrating.
You don't really get any luck when you're on a run like this, though, do you?
No, I don't want to just talk about luck, but I don't know. Like, you make your own luck, and like you've got to take your chances at keeping. Like, that's what's killing us this season. Don't get me wrong, we're nowhere near good enough defensively. There's too many individual mistakes, but you have to take your chances at key moments. That first 15, 20 minutes, you got a goal or two up, and you're in like a good. I mean, Loco's got an header, 5 yards out. He has to score. We put some good balls in the first one, and you just think you've got to take them chances because it takes that pressure off you, and it gets their heads down, and we just kind of, I think once they scored, it shook us for probably the rest of the first half, and that's disappointing.
Made a couple of changes today, and you also gave 2 debuts to Reece and Delano. How do you feel they got?
I thought Reece and Delano were 2 positives, if I'm honest with you. I thought Delano offers another option. Possibly could have scored, done well, got a penalty, but maybe could have scored. Had a couple of good headers, and I thought Reece done really well in midfield. He just cramped up a little bit. He's not had as much football as Delano of late, so he cramped up a little bit. But I thought overall he was good in midfield, and so with them two, I was quite pleased, to be honest.
You obviously say that we need to improve defensively. Are you looking to bring anyone in?
Yes, yeah, I'm hoping sort of. Well, obviously, we've got no game next week, and we're hoping to get one in after this weekend. So hopefully Monday, Tuesday, we can get something sorted with a defender we're speaking to. It's kind of been on the table for a little while now, and depending on results today, then hopefully we'll have him in within the next few days.
We are still outside the relegation zone. There is still a long way to go. Are you positive we can get out of this?
Do you know what I am? And I must sound stupid for saying it. We're not far off, and we just need to keep going. I think we've got to be better defensively. We've got to be better in both boxes, but I think we will be. I think Delano will offer us a good option, and like I say, he's had that hour and a half training session with us the other night. I think this week not having a game will do us the world of good. It gives us time to get a little bit of fitness into a couple of lads that need it. It gets us hopefully to get a new lad in, work with the lads, and I think it'll do us good, and that's what we've got to build towards now, Torquay game. We just need to put two or three results together. You look at Geyser, they were dead and buried a few months back, and they put three or four results together. I know it'd be tricky today. They've not lost since September here, and they're on a good run. But like I say, there was opportunities. I think if we can just... You look at, I think the reason we won the Eastleigh game, if you look at it, we got an early goal and it settled. You saw the relief and everything come off everyone. At the moment, we're not getting that. It's always we're chasing a goal to get back into a game, and we need to get that goal to... I think it'll take the pressure off everyone and release and let people relax a little bit more.
It's the fact that we need a little bit more time to get used to doing some stuff. The reason we didn't pull the Dagenham game forward...
I don't think he's ever spoke about it, to be honest. I never got asked the question. I believe one other club came forward, I think it was Aldershot, with the possibility of doing it, but it never happened. So I think it would be good for us to, like I say, have no game. Because we need to work with them. And like I say, especially if we get another one in, we need to work on a few things defensively as well.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us today. Speak to you again in a couple of weeks.
Cheers, Ruth. Thank you.
With the new actually, Delano, was that a tricky one to get done with Woking down there as well? They sort of all right to let him go.
So he was desperate to play this level, and there was one other club in this level that wanted him, and that was a long way away from where he lives. So it was it worked out all right for us. But Gary was good with us. I think he knew. I think it's not that he doesn't rate the lad, it's just that the other lad up top's been very good for him. And I thought, to be fair, he offered, you could see what he offered us, he held things up, he good bit of pace, and he caused a few problems. But I thought around him we possibly weren't good enough, to be honest.
Is that a gamble for them to let him come to us, though, sort of close to him?
I suppose it is, but you'd like to, I think Gary's, when we had a chat, I think we can both get out of it, and I think they're a club I'd like to see stay in the league, because they're a big club, and we're a club I'm sure they'd like to see stay in the league. So it is a gamble, I suppose, but sometimes when players really want to go to the level, and I think he did have a lot of other choices.
And Reece, was that an easy one to get done?
Yeah, Reece was desperate to come, to be honest. He's someone I've liked for a little while, and it's taken a while. We've been speaking about it for probably about a month with Bromley, but there was a few things we had to sort out. But it's yeah, I'm pleased to get it done. You could see today, he had good experience. He won a few tackles. He was good on the ball. And like I say, with a few games, I think he'd get better and better for us.
And the lads who've been left out today, what's the crack them if you've not travelled today?
Yeah, Ben and Jack Evans, we've kind of circulated their names to see if there's interest in them. And then Callum Drivers, maybe, depending on Seth, because he took a whack second half. Ben, there he is. We'll probably look to get him out and get loaned, because I feel that Callum... He kind of been thrown back into it a little bit after having like nearly 6 months off. So I spoke to him and I just felt he had a good first game at Bournemouth away. And then I think that's probably adrenaline. I think the games after that, it maybe caught up on him a little bit.
Ben and Jack, are that what you loan or transfer for them?
We'll see. We'll see. Depending on who comes in for them and what their feelings are. But yeah, we'll see. As I say, I'll have a good chat with them Tuesday night and we'll go from there.
Yeah, is it just not worked out for them then? Is there sort of reasons why it hasn't quite worked for them?
Or? I think Ben's very unfortunate. I think he started the season very well. But I think he took a knock and Jamar came in and has been playing well. So it's maybe one of them where you kind of go that route with him and stick with that. And I think Ben's position is the 10, and it's been hard to get him in there, to be honest. And then Jack Evans is just one that when the opportunity to get Reece come in, I just looked at it and thought, I think Rojo's probably our best defensive midfielder. I've got Pax, obviously, who's playing well at the moment. And bringing Reece in and Harry Phipps, and I just felt we had too many in that area, so it was just an opportunity for maybe him to go out and get games.
I've been top, mate.
Cheers, thank you.